Hello, good afternoon, or morning, sorry. My name is Lulu. I was looking to speak with the owner of Lone Star Pro Pressure Washing, if I can.
This is him.
Oh, very good. How are you today, sir?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Not bad. I'm doing good, actually. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So the reason here for my call to you this morning, the company I'm with here is Local Splash. What we are is a premier Google channel partner. We're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and we did have a position become available on the first page of Google for pressure washing services in your area there, and I wanted to speak with you about that, you know,
okay.
In terms of getting your company there listed above your competitors for each individual service that you provide, okay? So, in other words, you won't just pop up for pressure washing services. You'll pop up for each keyword that you would use in a Google listing, okay? So,
okay.
Yeah, okay? And then when you're familiar with the first page of Google, the local map?
Yeah.
If not,
when someone starts doing a search and stuff like that, especially on services around their area, it'll kind of give you the map and it'll give you the list of what's available.
You're exactly right. That's exactly it. You're exactly right.
Which is what I've been working on trying to get myself up to the top of.
Oh my God.
And I've been doing it all by myself, and it's been a pain in the butt.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Well, we can get you there. There's a position available. And when you do work with a company like us, I mean, things are good. Did you do your Google My Business?
I did do my business. I also did Bing, and I did Yelp, and I'm on Angie's List. So I've been, and also not including, I've been doing Facebook and Facebook ads, and it's been tough trying to get all that set up.
Wow.
Google My Business took me like almost a whole month to get onto, because after they had approved me, then they denied me. So it's like I was on for like 2 days, and then they kicked me right off. So then I had to prove all kinds of paperwork, like, hey, look, I'm legit.
Smokes.
Yeah, it was a pain.
My God. Wow. Oh, my God, you poor thing. Well, you do.
Yeah.
You've been working. My gosh. Oh my.
I've been working more on advertising than I've actually been able to work.
Oh, you poor thing. Oh, my God. Wow. How long have you owned the company? You look fairly new.
It is fairly new. I basically started it back in March, and I've been trying to, and I figured it was a good time, you know, coming into summertime. A lot of people are, you know, should have been active during this time period. I probably would have been nicer if I would have had more set up coming out at Christmas, coming into spring. You can't always be perfect timing. So.
No,
but,
you're right. But you're in an area where you're going to stay busy all year round, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't even care if it's wintertime.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I don't care if it's wintertime. I'll still do it.
Exactly. Good for you. Good for you. That's awesome. Good deal. And, you know, depending on, I mean, if people are in the snow, they're not going to list their businesses in the winter for pressure washing services. It just doesn't work. It does them no good to pay for having their business listed and being in the winter.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's always creative ways. I mean, you know, like, for instance, you could, like, gear it a little differently. Like, for instance, cleaning businesses, like restaurants, if you clean their vent hoods and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You can still do auto detailing. You know, people, if you live in a snowy area and you have salts and stuff like that, you know, you could always do auto detailing during those times. You can always gear yourself to what the situation is.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Wow.
And like me, I have a hot water machine, so with that, you know, I would still work in those times.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you do have to be creative. I guess because I don't do it, you know. I mean, and doing what I do, a lot of the pressure washing services don't list during the winter, but I get it. The creativity is astounding, you know. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, there's always something you can do during the downtime. You just got to know what people are going to be doing during that time and advertise for those services.
Right. Exactly. You're exactly right. That's right. Are you doing commercial work as well, or are you strictly on the residential?
I'm doing both. I do commercial, residential, and also industrial.
Ooh, you must have a big piece of machinery there. Wow.
I have a decent sized machine. Yeah, it's 8 gallon per minute. I've got two machines, and I do also soft washing and stuff as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh my goodness. Oh boy, you're a good worker. Oh my God, all that stuff and doing all your advertising.
I was prepared.
And everything you've done, you sure were. Man, I'm super happy for you. I'm really proud of you, actually. I don't hear this too often. I think it's great. Do you have helpers?
Yeah, most people go buy a machine from Lowe's and.
You did. Where did you get yours? Not Lowe's. I've seen them there. I looked at them.
No, mine. I had this old guy who had. Was selling one, and it was in need of repair bad. I still paid like $3,000 for the machine, but I had to replace the pump on it, or actually rebuild the pump on it. I had to get three different pumps to make one pump, because those pumps are typically about $800 a piece, brand new.
Oh my God.
And I think for like $200, I was able to rebuild it. And then I had to redo the hot water portion and get a new burner for it. And then I've had to replace the rear main seal on the back of the engine because it's a separated machine. You have a engine and then you have the pump and it's belt driven.
Oh.
So I've had to do that. And then I've had to go buy a smaller machine, even though it's smaller. It's still commercial grade. It's 3 gallons versus 8 gallons. But typically your most of your other machines are still like 1.5 to 2 gallons. And people don't realize that when you're pressure washing, it's not so much about the pressure, even though both of my machines go 4,000 PSI. They will strip paint. Like if you're doing surface cleaning and stuff like that, the more gallons per minute you have, the more water you're pushing onto that surface.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh my goodness. Boy, that's something else. That's a lot. My God. Boy.
Well, you know, if you're
really
going to do something, don't do it. Well, so say if you're going to do something, don't do it, you know, half-cocked, you know.
Exactly. Oh, yep, you're exactly right. If you're going to do it right, or don't do it at all. That's exactly right. Yep. How far do you travel for new potential clients there, approximately?
I'd say 100 miles in each direction, depending on what the job entails. But I do, whenever I do my estimates, I do factor in,
trip charge,
gas and other stuff into it, and I put that in the estimate. You know, I don't try to hide anything from the client.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's
you know,
good.
If it's going to cost me $100 in gas, then I'm going to put that on the ticket that it's going to cost me $100 for gas.
Right, exactly, yep. So let me, what is your first name?
Daniel.
Oh my gosh. Okay. My director, my pricing director, his name is Daniel as well. And so I wanted to let you know, Daniel, that this position here is also exclusive. Okay. Once we fill this position today, we're going to completely close your area out. I think you're going to be super, super happy with this. Okay. We'll take care of everything clear across the map. It's unlimited calls coming in directly to you, and you qualify for a new in business rate. And that's why I sent it over to my director, Dan. And so let me grab him here. What a coincidence. Two Daniels. Isn't that something?
You always throw in the lion's den.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Daniel?
Yes, sir.